Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me today. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this is Friday, January the 5th, 2022. Wow, here we are in a new year. And our theme this week, we're talking about what can we as the people of God expect in this coming year. And you know, a theme has come forth by the Holy Spirit that God wants us to be joyous overcomers in 2022. He wants his people to be joyous overcomers. Now, the passage that has been highlighted is John 16:33, where Jesus said to his disciples, and it's a message to us today, he said, "In the world you shall have tribulation." We're not in heaven yet. We're still here in this demon-infested, fallen world where there are wicked, rebellious people. And in this world, Jesus said, you're going to have tribulation. But he said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Wow. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You see, Jesus overcame the world. And now he is sharing his overcoming life and power with us. And as we learn to walk in daily communion with him, with our eyes on Jesus and leaning hard on him, he will unleash his overcoming life and power with us. Doesn't mean we won't still have difficulties and challenges, but it means that in the midst of them, we will be joyous overcomers. Let's just look at an example in Paul's life. As we mentioned yesterday, my goodness, reading the book of Acts, you talk about a person having difficulties and challenges and tribulations. Paul, it seems that just about every city he went through, there were people trying to kill him and mob him, and he would have to flee from cities for his life. In some places, I guess he didn't run fast enough. In places like Philippi, he was arrested, he and Silas, and beaten publicly and thrown in jail. In Lystra, he was stoned and dragged out of the city and left for dead. And you know, his life was filled with difficulties and challenges. But yet Paul is the one that in his letters written from jail, he exhorts the people on the outside. He tells them to rejoice in the Lord. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. And he's writing from prison. Paul had learned to be a joyous overcomer. And Paul didn't have any, yeah, he had a special call from God, but he didn't have anything special as far as living an overcoming life that God has not made available to you and to me. And so God has been highlighting this week that his will for his church, for his people this week, is that we be joyous overcomers. Now, I just feel it by heart. I didn't know I was going to do this, but I feel to read an example from the life of Paul, where he ran into an incredible difficulty. And you and I are going to have difficulties. We'll probably have some that right now we don't know about. We're going to have some difficulties, some unexpected difficulties and challenges in 2022. But we're going to have unexpected serendipities from God, unexpected displays of his provision, of his goodness, and of his power. Both are going to be happening, and we are going to be joyous overcomers. Now, in Acts chapter 16, it tells about Paul having a vision to go to the Roman province of Macedonia to preach the gospel to them. And so he and his team, I believe that with him that there was Silas, and there was Timothy, and there was Luke. So there were four of them, Paul, Silas, Timothy, and Luke. And so Paul had this vision, and the other three accepted that it was from God. They bought into it, and they concluded, Luke says, we concluded that God had called us to go into Macedonia. So they headed to Macedonia. They came to the first major city, which was Philippi. And lo and behold, they find a group of women that God opens their hearts, a group of praying women. and they begin sharing the gospel with them. Paul casts the demon out of a young slave girl who has a fortune-telling spirit. Her masters are infuriated because she can't tell people's fortunes anymore and bring in all this money for them. And so they drag Paul and Silas before the city authorities. They rip their outer garments off and they beat them. And you know, we know the kind of beatings that were handed out in those days. Those weren't little spankings. I mean, they would have beaten him until the blood was running down their backs. They're bruised, they're beaten, and then they're thrown into jail. They have run into an unexpected difficulty as a result of obeying God and going where God told them to go. Now, always remember this, my friends. Not having any problems is not a sign of being in God's will. I'll say that again. Not having any problems is not a sign of being in God's will. If that was a sign of being in God's will, then the Apostle Paul never did find God's will, because it seems like everywhere he was going, he was running into challenges and difficulties and situations that he had to overcome. And this is one of those here in Philippi. And so, he and Silas beaten publicly and then thrown into jail, and their feet are put in stocks. But in Acts chapter 16, verse 25, it says, "But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God." I believe the Old King James says singing praises to God. Same idea. The Greek word expresses the same idea. In other words, they're singing hymns and praises. Maybe singing songs out of the Psalms that David composed. Maybe they were singing Psalm 48. "Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. And greatly to be praised." My friends, you see, they are joyous overcomers. You know, and when we are joyous overcomers, God responds to that faith that is expressed in our joyous expression in the midst of our trial. So here, with their backs bruised and blood caked up on their backs, and their feet in stocks at midnight, at the darkest part of the night, they pray. Now, what they prayed, we don't know. Maybe they said something, I would guess they probably said something like, "Lord, we don't know why this has happened to us, but we know that you've sent us to this place, and we're going to keep our eyes on you, we're going to keep our faith in you, and we're going to trust you, oh God, and so we're just going to go ahead and have a worship service. Instead of having a pity party, we're going to have a praise and worship service here in this jail." Wow. And so, my friends, When you face those difficulties in 2022, don't go into a pity party. Go ahead and have a praise and worship service. Even if it's just you and one other person, even if it's just you, go ahead and have a praise and worship service. You see, we're talking about being a joyous overcomer. And so here, they begin to pray. Now, they're in jail. They're in the inner dungeon, but there are other prisoners there. And they weren't doing it quietly, because the Bible says the prisoners heard them. And as they are being joyous overcomers, oh, my friends, you know, it's easy to praise God when everything's going wonderful. When you got a lot of money in your bank account, and your family's all doing well, and things in life just seems to be going smooth, it's easy to praise God. But the test comes. Can you be in a joyous overcomer? Can you praise God in the midnight hour? And so they pass the test. They're praising God at midnight in that terrible situation. Oh, and God responds. God loves a joyous overcomer. God loves a joyous overcomer. And that midnight, as they are having a praise and worship service, just the two of them there in the jail, but they do have an audience that is listening. God comes on the scene. Do you remember the principle we talked about last week that Paul learned, God showed him? Said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is maximized in your weakness. Because in your weakness, when you have to lean really hard on me, my power we maximize. Now, this is one of those times. They are in a weakened situation. They don't have any important friends in Philippi that can bail them out of jail. They are totally weak. They are prisoners. They're beaten. And they don't have anyone to go their bail. They don't have anyone to come to take their side. They are having to lean hard on the Lord. And you can tell how hard they're leaning on the Lord by the fact that in that weakened condition, they are praising God. They're singing songs and hymns of praise that are glorifying God, how great, how wonderful, and how faithful He is. And in their time of weakness, God's power becomes maximized. And something happens that they could never have planned, that they could never have schemed and strategized. No way. God's power is maximized. There is an earthquake. The jail shakes. The foundation is shaken. All of the doors are open. The prisoners' bands are loosed. But not a single prisoner will leave. And I have to believe that those prisoners, most if not all, became followers of Jesus Christ. We know that the jailer and his family did. And we know that some years later, Paul wrote a letter to the church in Philippi. Wow. And by the way, it is his most affectionate and intimate letter. He talks about how he longs for them with all the affections of Jesus Christ. Because in their weakness, they did not succumb to despondency and despair and saying, God, why did you let this happen to us? In their weakness, they leaned hard on God. They were joyous overcomers, and God's power was maximized. And a church was established in Philippi that became a supporter for Paul in his missionary journeys. And he tells about in his letter to them that when nobody else was sending him support, the believers there in Philippi, those people in that jail, the jailer, those women that were part of that congregation, they became Paul's most faithful supporters in his missionary journeys. Oh, my friends, in 2022, I believe that we can see God's power maximized. We may experience challenges like we've never experienced before, but in the midst of those challenges, if we will be joyous overcomers, we can see God's power maximized and see displays of His power like we've never seen before. Hey, I'm Eddie Hyatt. So glad you joined me today. God is making us joyous overcomers in this coming year. He's going to do great and incredible things as we trust in Him. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Hey, I'm Eddie Hyatt. I look forward to seeing you next time on the Awakening Podcast.